views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show is coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail.
Hey, everybody. Yes. Welcome, everybody. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. Welcome back for those of you that were listening to the show. We've got a great, great show for all of you today. I am so thrilled and honored to have my friend and colleague, Dr. Friedemann Schaub, joining us here today. We are kicking off a new series with him, which I love, that is all about some of the things that's been very, very difficult for me to learn in my life, and it's the Empowered Self series. First, let me tell you about who Dr. Friedemann is. Award-winning author, for sure. The Fear and Anxiety Solution, groundbreaking book. Absolutely incredible in terms of what he has been able to do in bringing to the forefront this idea of fear and anxiety and how there actually is a solution for it. He's also the founder of Cellular Wisdom. It's a personal breakthrough and empowerment program. He works with thousands of people all over the world and helps folks break through to their unlimited potential. You know, Cellular Wisdom, that program has been shown to help people in a variety of challenges, including anxiety, depression, post-traumatic stress disorder, chronic pain, and the like. He works nationally and internationally. But most importantly, he is a regular co-host with me on the Dr. Pat Show and Transformation Talk Radio, and it is such an honor and a pleasure to be kicking off the Empowered Self series. This is part one. What is personal power? How do we lose it? And I'm hoping in the next show we're going to find out how do we bring it back. Thank you, Dr. Friedemann, for joining me here today. It's so great to have you. It's so great to start the year off. And it's so great to have to be taking this journey with you. This has been years you and I have been co-hosting together. Happy anniversary to us.
Well, happy anniversary and happy new year. And, you know, I think in the last year, 2013, in the December show, we talked about how 2013 was kind of a challenging year for many people and how it was a year of also finding often closure or resolution. And in 2014, I really have the feeling just from talking to people that there is a different energy to it. And it's an energy that is more about moving forward and really approaching life in a more self-expressive and self-reliant way. And so this empowerment series will hopefully give you some insights and some tools on how to step into your personal power and use this force from within to make this an amazing and, in your words, an epic year.
I love it. You know, let's talk about what this actually is. I was speaking with someone in the previous show, and, you know, it's kind of interesting that we're talking about, you know, here's what's interesting. We're using the word power several times in a number of hours here. And there was a time, Dr. Friedemann, where women didn't use the word power. It was an extraordinarily difficult word to use. It had certain meaning for us. And it somehow made it easier to put the word empower in front of it. But it doesn't really get to what we're responding to. What I would love for you to talk about and share is what are we talking about when we are talking about personal power? And, you know, this is a big conversation because what is it And why is it so easy sometimes for us to give it away?
Yeah. Well, I think personal power, you know, is certainly, as you said, for some people, difficult to accept and also difficult just to use as a word, because power has been often equated with abuse of it or taking advantage of others or overpowering them. And so the word power is not what everybody is comfortable with. But, you know, without this power within, we would still be in the crib and, you know, crawling from one corner to the other. We would still not be able to speak and just try to, you know, form some sounds in order to make ourselves heard. You know, there is a force within us, a power within us that from the very beginning, when we, I think, even at conception, that makes us grow and evolve and expand, that makes us want to be heard and seen, and that wants us to put our energy into the world and our imprint into the world. So we all have a power to express and a voice to express, and that's a personal power that right from the start is there and makes us really, you know, basically grow within a few years through millions of years of evolution. But we lose that power at some point because we are told and we are made believe that it's not okay for us to speak up. It's not okay for us to be our individual selves. It's meant to be for us to conform, to fit in, to sit still, to learn what everybody else is learning and learning it exactly the way they are learning it. And so lo and behold, the idea of personal power and expressing this personal power gets lost in the idea of you have to fit in, you have to blend in, you have to be like everyone else. And you know, we are thinking when you hear this, you may be thinking about the old school, you know, 50, 60, 70 years ago. But when we are really facing right now the pressure of social media, for example, or the pressure that, you know, especially teenagers and kids are facing in regards to how they are supposed to be, these are all prime examples of how people are losing their personal power because they are not asking themselves, who am I? What do I want? Who do I want to be? They're asking themselves, what does society want me to be? Who am I supposed to be to make sure I'm fitting in or I'm pleasing others? And these are the ways, unfortunately, we are getting out of touch and forgetting about our personal power.
Well, you know, I love that we're talking about forgetting about it. And the reason that I love that is because sometimes we refer to this as not having it at all. You know, there's mm-hmm. there's a dialogue that says that, you know, we're popped into the world and, you know, this personal power thing, you know, it just may be for the few. But I wanted you to really talk to that because you use the term remembering, and that's what I love about this. You know, where is it that we have understood we have it, right?
Mm-hmm.
But then
mm-hmm.
over time, we sort of slowly, it's kind of like it gets depleted or something.
Right.
And what does remembering actually look like?
Well, I think remembering means also that we are realizing what we are missing. You know, sometimes mm-hmm. when we are simply assuming, well, this is how it is, there is nothing we are missing. So remembering that there was a time that we actually felt, you know, we wanted to really be our confident self, or there was a time when we wanted just to sing our song and do what we wanted to do. There are times we can all relate to. You know, I just talked to a client the other day, and, you know, he always felt in his childhood very, very powerless because he had a very dominating mother, and she was definitely, you know, basically in control. While his siblings were more kind of disappearing or one of them was more rebellious, he was the one who was supposed to make sure that she's pleased and that she doesn't really get angry and so on. So he always believed, well, my mother was in control, and basically I just had to make sure that she's okay. And then I asked him, well, don't you think when you're like 5 or 6 years old and you're the only one in the family who is willing to face the dragon, you're the only one who is willing to go to her when she's in a bad mood and try to calm her down or try to make her happy, don't you think that's a very courageous and powerful thing to do? And
yeah,
it really changed the way he was looking at himself, because he realized, you know, all his life he had the feeling that he is the one who needs to put out the fires, and realizing that that takes power to make that choice. That's certainly something that he remembered. I must be a very strong person. Now, the change is then to realize that he has this ability to, you know, be courageous and strong. But now it was important for him to realize he doesn't have to live in this fear of survival. He doesn't have to use this power, the power of courage, the power of facing the challenges, because he is afraid of otherwise getting annihilated. He can use this ability and the power for example, making his life better or making his relationships better that he has now as an adult. And that shifted a lot for him in the understanding of who he is. So to answer your question, we can dig in and look into our lives and maybe get a different perspective on the things we have been doing out of survival and realizing, well, actually, even in those moments, we were displaying the power within.
I love this. We're going to take a short break. Dr. Friedman Schaub joining us here today. The Empowered Self Series, Part 1. What is personal power and how do we lose it? And when we come back, we're going to talk about, imagine what a life might be like if we would tap into that sheer unlimited potential to grow, adapt, and succeed. You know, a power which allowed us to learn how to walk, to talk, to relate to the world around us. What would life be like? How could we then create, truly, on a day-to-day basis, the life we desired? Fear and Anxiety Solution is his best-selling book, award-winning book. When we come back, we'll talk about your next step. What does it mean? And how can you dream beyond the limitations of today? Stay tuned. We'll be right back with the show.
Having trouble keeping up with the accelerated, life-altering changes occurring on the planet? The Quantum Vortex is the brainchild of Meg Benedicte, a pioneer in quantum healing and energetic activations. Weaving together ancient spiritual knowledge, quantum physics, and vibrational healing, Meg Benedicte is accelerating change at the cellular level. For more details on private sessions, meditation CDs, downloads, and teleseminars, visit NewEarthCentral.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Join us February 14th through the 17th for the 22nd Annual Women of Wisdom Conference in Seattle. Come explore the new paradigm, riding the wave of the heart. Inspirational speakers, experiential workshops will change your life for good. Join Donna Eden, Esther Nicholson, Jalaja Bonheim, Julie McIntyre, and S.J. Tucker. Everything is individually priced, and evening events are open to men. Reduce prices for teens, students, and seniors. Looking for community? Join us this February. Visit womenofwisdom.org. That's womenofwisdom.org. Oh, and you'll want to attend the CD music release concert that S.J. Tucker is giving Saturday, February 15th. That's womenofwisdom.org, 206-782-3363. That's 206-782-3363.
Hey, do you like free stuff? The Dr. Pat Show has an amazing giveaway program doing weekly giveaways on Facebook and Twitter. Go to Facebook.com/The Dr. Pat Show and click the like button. Then go to Twitter.com/The Dr. Pat Show and click the follow button. Then you can play along and enter to win some amazing prizes. Again, that's Facebook.com/The Dr. Pat Show and Twitter.com/The Dr. Pat Show.
Where do you desire to go in life? How do you plan to get there? Are you only looking outside yourself for the answers? What if you use your soul's wisdom to lead the way? So what is the soul, and how do you access its wisdom? Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen will unpack these questions and help you tap into and trust your own inner voice to solve everyday problems. Your Soul Suitcase is a treasure chest of wisdom inside you waiting to be discovered. Listen to Soul Suitcase on TransformationTalkRadio.com and discover how awakening to your inner voice transforms your life. It's so
Hey, everybody, welcome back. Dr. Friedman Schaub joining us here today. You know, before we jump back into this, can we take a minute and let people know your website? But also, let's talk a little bit about the book, the audio that you've created. And, you know, it's so cool, honestly, to watch this. And, I mean, I have to tell you, it's just, like, so exciting. You know, you and I have known each other for a bunch of years, and before the book was written, and to see this be so amazingly done and so powerful. So I just would love for you to take a moment to talk about, make sure we give people the website, and also talk a little bit about the book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution, and how you really are addressing the topic we're talking about today.
Well, you know, The Fear and Anxiety Solution is a book that has kind of come from, you know, the work I have been doing with so many people on fear and anxiety, and I developed a program that is including the subconscious mind as the root, as the basis of where the fear and anxiety actually comes from. So rather than trying to manage fear and anxiety, rather than trying to battle it or get rid of it, you're actually learning how to understand the root causes on a deep level. Where did this all come from? And then you have specific processes and tools in the book that allow you to resolve those root causes and really create a new foundation of self, a foundation of confidence and empowerment. So, you know, because one of the most common for, you know, today's show is one of the most common signs of that you are not empowered is feeling anxious and feeling insecure and feeling afraid. So it's a very powerful book for you to take those steps to find your power again, but using fear and anxiety in many ways as the catalyst for your whole for your healing and your growth. You know, recently there was a book coming out about the battle with fear and anxiety, and basically, the author, who I have deepest compassion for, describes how it's difficult to overcome fear and anxiety and how he has tried medication and all different kinds of forms, and basically he has resigned to the fact that it's going to be a lifelong struggle and a lifelong battle. But the way he sees and describes fear and anxiety is almost like the inner enemy that needs to be controlled. And that is not at all what fear and anxiety is about. And I think the book really gives you a new perspective on it. And it gives you actually a way to work with fear and anxiety to really change the way you are seeing not only these emotions, but also seeing yourself. And since thousands of people have worked through the processes described in this book and have overcome fear and anxiety, I'm very confident that you can do the same.
You know, let's talk about, you know, this transition, this idea too. You know, today's show is really looking at, you know, this notion that we have of personal power and what it is and what it has come to mean and what it's not. You know, part of what we said during the break is, you know, before the break, we're born with this unlimited potential to grow. I want to talk about how we even know that, Dr. Friedman. I mean, how do we even know that? And what I mean is, you know, sometimes when we're down and out, when we're depressed, you know, things like you just realize you've been in an abusive relationship. Now you've ended that relationship and you're lost. How do we recover ourselves? You know, what is it that makes it difficult for us to realize that, yeah, maybe this is a process? So, you know, this is really the conversation about, you know, how do I remember that I have the potential to grow? And then the question then becomes, what can I really do about it?
Right. You know, and the abusive relationship example is a good one because it really is basically one of the most self-destructive ways to be in an abusive relationship, to give your power away. I mean, when you are in a relationship where somebody is putting you down, manipulating you, giving you sometimes a treat, and then, you know, again, the whip at the end, your mind is so confused that you're completely losing touch with yourself, and you're only focusing on that person that, you know, you used to be with. And when that relationship is over, you basically feel yourself completely fragmented, and it's yours now to put the pieces together. And that is a time, that is a process that takes time. But the good news is that our natural tendency is to want to be whole. You know, this is something that we have to recognize, that when you feel uncomfortable, anxious, lost, insecure after something like this, because you have given your power away, because you have lost touch with yourself, those feelings are not telling you, oh my God, I'm missing this person so much, or oh my God, I'm really not good enough for this person. Those feelings are actually telling you, you're not really in touch with yourself. It's time for you to focus back on yourself. It's time for you to make yourself the most important part of your life, and it's time for you to commit to yourself. And that kind of commitment to ourselves, that is one of the powers that has been given to us right at the beginning. I mean, think about it, as a baby, you're completely dependent on other people taking care of you. The only thing you can do is to somehow make yourself heard by screaming bloody murder, and that's what you do. You know, you're sitting in your diapers and they're full and you just want to have them changed, and you are hungry at 3 o'clock in the morning and you want to have something to eat, and there is an understanding of, I'm going to do whatever it takes for me to get what I want, and if I have to scream my lungs out, I'm going to do it. That commitment is inside of you early on, and that commitment exists still within you. Especially when you go through a hard time, you can still realize, now it's time for me to recommit to myself and recommit to finding myself, finding my power.
You know what I love about this? What I was just struck by in the way you were talking about this, somehow, even as an infant, we know how to express ourselves, not just mm-hmm. by screaming, but yeah, for sure. But, I mean, haven't you seen, you know, little infants smile
right.
or kind of shake their arms up and down when they're happy?
Right.
And we get older, not only do we forget how to ask for what we want, but we also forget how to bring that place of joy forward in our lives. And I wanted
right.
to ask you about this. I mean, this sense of powerlessness, especially when we're thinking, you know, about some kind of abuse that happens in our lives. And I want to just be clear about what I'm referring to. This doesn't necessarily mean that you're in a relationship where somebody's beating you. Of course, that does happen. Right now, there are articles being written about what's happening in the workplace and how abuse is showing up in the workplace and how powerless people feel. So we're starting to see these things happening. I mean, think about it, Dr. Friedman. You know, the latest headlines here in the U.S. was just recently talking about the governor of New Jersey being a bully. So there are these conversations that are happening as if we don't have a choice. I'd like for you to talk to that because, you know, this is not just one or two instances. But when we remove ourselves and try to take our power back, there is a sense of something that happens that could cause us to feel more discomfort. Can you talk about discomfort and self-empowerment?
Well, you know, obviously it is something that we are often not used to focus on ourselves. We are often wondering, you know, do we really have what it takes to take care of ourselves and to resist the, you know, obedience that we were pretty much taught as soon as we go to school? And that's something that, you know, is in some ways a shifting of the internal paradigm. But, you know, personal power is not just something about confidence and, you know, feeling all good about yourself and having all this self-worth and self-esteem. It's really also the knowledge that you can and that you are supposed to be responsible for your life, and that you can and that you are supposed to be the steward over your mind, your body, your spirit, and also the, you know, the circumstances and situations you're in. And just making the choice that that job doesn't work for me because this is something where I feel not respected or I feel abused, and stepping away from it, that is taking responsibility. Saying that, you know, I have been in this relationship and somehow I have been willing to give my power away, maybe because I felt I don't deserve any better. I can take responsibility for this choice, and I can now remove myself from it. When you are in your power, you will recognize that there are times when you were victimized, but you also recognize that as soon as you know that you were victimized, you are back in a place where you can make a choice to either let the victimization continue or do something differently. And I think that's really a part of the expression of personal power.
I love it. You know, part of this is also understanding that there are processes involved. And, you know, when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about, you know, what does this personal empowerment really mean? What is the process, the ebbs and flows? And Dr. Friedman is going to share some of the things that we might do to be able to refine or call Dr. Friedman for a free telephone consultation, 866-903-6463, 866-903-6463. And for those of you that may have questions or want to get some help during this show, you can get your question here really easily. You can go to the drpatshow.com or transformationtalkradio.com on the right-hand side, ask your question, or dial this number now, 1-800-930-2819.
Oh, what a shame that you came here with someone. So while you're here in my arms, let's make the most of the night.
Are you ready to move past limiting beliefs and unconscious obstacles that are holding you back from financial prosperity?
Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Join us February 14th through the 17th for the 22nd Annual Women of Wisdom Conference in Seattle. Come explore the new paradigm, riding the wave of the heart. Inspirational speakers, experiential workshops will change your life for good. Join Donna Eden, Esther Nicholson, Jalaja Bonheim, Julie McIntyre, and S.J. Tucker. Everything is individually priced, and evening events are open to men. Reduced prices for teens, students, and seniors. Looking for community? Join us this February. Visit womenofwisdom.org. That's womenofwisdom.org. Oh, and you'll want to attend the CD music release concert that S.J. Tucker is giving Saturday, February 15th. That's womenofwisdom.org, 206-782-3363. That's 206-782-3363.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. Dr. Friedemann Chubb joining us here today. You know, there is a solution. We're talking about, for those of you that are just tuning in, the Empowered Self Series, Part 1. What is personal power and how do we lose it? Water on the stove and you heat it up. You know, you're not going to feel it scorching right away. It's like a slow burn. And that's what I'm sort of reflecting on. Maybe you can talk about that and what we can do about it.
Well, I think, you know, this is definitely a problem that we are sometimes just living day to day almost on autopilot. And we just go through the motions and we just gradually lose our power. It's like a seeping out of us and we don't even notice it. And there are many moments where we just accept, well, okay, this is how it is. Okay, this is how this person talks to me. This is, again, another time where I'm asked to spend the weekend in the office, and I'm not saying anything against it. So there are these moments where there's almost a choice point to either say, for example, no and create a boundary, which could be a sign of that you are reclaiming your power, or you're just giving in. And I want to just give you a few examples of how you could know and detect that you actually are losing your power, that you have been losing touch with your power. And one of them is, for example, that you often follow the guidance of others, you know, that you really don't know what you want. And we know this. And even if you are, you know, looking for the guidance of, you know, your friends or your therapist or the psychic on the radio, it doesn't matter. When you feel like that you can actually not make a decision on your own and you don't trust yourself to make good decisions and you believe others more than yourself, then you definitely have been losing touch with your personal power, because your personal power also has a wisdom to it that knows you better than anybody else. And so if you really are in touch with it, you will have an almost intuitive sense, an inner inspiration that's going to tell you this is what you need to do. But often we are so insecure about this so that we are referring more to others than ourselves. Or when we make ourselves constantly smaller. I mean, how many can relate to this, that you don't want to speak up in a group, or you feel like you don't want to make waves to make others uncomfortable? You don't want to have this, you know, maybe red scarf on because you could be seen by others, or you rather let in the group others talk than you're speaking up, maybe because you feel like, well, I'm a better listener, or what I have to say is really not that important. So all of those things are these moments where you can feel your personal power diminishing. And often after those experiences, you feel drained afterwards, maybe a little bit sad or more anxious. And these are little warning signs that you can say, no, I cannot let that continue like this. And then there are more examples. And one way to find out, actually, is to go to the fearandanxietysolution.com website. And there is a what is your anxiety level test. And you can use this test also to test on your level of personal power drainage, because this is really going hand in hand. So the fearandanxietysolution.com, in one word, just take the test and see where is your anxiety level, and also then where is your level of connection with your personal power.
Well, I love this idea of drainage. Let's talk about that. This is really kind of cool. I remember talking with Carolyn Mace once, and she used a really brilliant example. And I love that you use that term, Dr. Friedemann. I love it. And thank you for putting those tools on the website. One of the things I remember her saying, I never forgot. I don't remember a whole lot about, you know, some of what I've heard her say, but I do remember this. She talked about if you go to your sink, and you put a stopper in there, you know, so the water can't go out. And you just let your sink drops. And she said, when you come back the next day, 24-hour period, there'll be water all over your floor. And I was so struck by what you just said, because I hadn't really put it together like that. But that really is what we're talking about. We're talking about how our personal power drips and drips and drips off of us, away from us, until we're completely flooded with this idea of powerlessness. And I hadn't really put that together. So what are some of the things we might be able to know when and if we wake up one day and realize, boy, I'm not feeling very good about myself today? Because isn't that one of the symptoms? There are symptoms, aren't there?
Right, right, definitely. And the awareness of those symptoms is definitely, you know, the first step and a very important step. So, for example, you know, what I just said, these events will make you feel just smaller. Maybe you feel like a child when you're around other grown-ups, or maybe you just feel more and more that people can talk down to you, make fun of you, and you just don't say anything about it, or you take things more and more personally. Just somebody frowning at you makes you already wonder what you did wrong again, or why this person doesn't like you. All of those symptoms make you feel contracted inside. You feel small, you feel sometimes maybe empty, and certainly in a place where, you know, you're going into a survival pattern, into a defensive pattern that can be a pattern of becoming completely invisible, or a pattern of saying, you know, I need now to get approval so I'm going to please everyone and make sure they're okay with me, or a pattern where you become the chameleon and you're just knowing exactly what to be and what to say to somehow fit in. I mean, there are these survival patterns that are basically the response to us being without power, having given our power away. And the big question, of course, now, if I know that, what can I do about it? And I think what we can start with is just giving ourselves a map, a direction to go. You know, it's easy to spin in circles and come back at the same place where you started if you don't have a map that teaches you where you actually want to end up. And a very simple tool is just take a few days to write down on the left column of your page all these things that make you feel smaller, disempowered, just these symptoms we just talked about. And then after that, write on the right column of that page what you would like to experience and how you would like to act instead. And it doesn't work when you say not, you know, not smaller, not just listening, not just letting myself get talked down to. No, you have to really be more in the proactive, positive way, expressing what you really want. So you would say, I want to express myself when I need to have a boundary, I want to make decisions with greater confidence, I want to wake up in the morning and feel good about myself. You know, just dreaming up, that in itself gives your mind something to hold on to and something to look forward to. And it's a very, very underutilized tool to actually decide what you want, but it's one of the most important and powerful first steps that you can take.
Well, thank you. We have a caller calling into the show. I'd love to go to the phones, Dr. Friedman. Joe is waiting patiently. Joe, I want to welcome you to the show. It's great to have you join us today.
Hi, Dr. Pat. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Anytime.
Dr. Friedman? Joe.
Hi. Hi, Dr. Schaub. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Thanks for calling in.
Of course. Thanks for having me.
Well, Joe, you have been certainly a person who knows how it feels to have lost touch or forgotten your personal power. And why don't you tell us a little bit how that felt to you and how that showed up for you in your life?
Definitely. You know, I'm 41 years old, and since I was in my teens, I started having self-destructive thoughts. And these were thoughts that would come back to me periodically as I would go through different episodes of my life, where I would think about myself that, you know, I really wasn't deserving to be here, that I wasn't as good as other people at things like relationships, that, you know, I could never have the things in my life that would make me be happy. I could never have a good relationship with a beautiful woman. You know, I could never have a comfortable, rewarding job that was both fulfilling and financially rewarding. And, you know, I got to a point around my 40th year after, you know, having ended yet another relationship, which I think was my 11th or 12th relationship within 20 years that had just kept going in the same cycle over and over and over again, where I would eventually come to a place that I called, and that you and I have discussed before, the wall of doom, where I just couldn't go any further, and I felt like that wall was going to fall down on me. And when I got to that place, and as I reflect back on it, now probably one of the lowest points in my life, if not the lowest point in my life, I just decided that I didn't want to go on in this pattern anymore. And, you know, that's when I started my own spiritual journey, as well as reaching out to you.
And when you recall how that felt, would you call that you really felt powerless over your emotions, powerless over your thoughts and your circumstances?
Oh, definitely. I mean, powerless over my emotions. I mean, I would spend days lost to waking up in a bad mood, days lost to ruminating over an argument that I had with my partner, entire weeks lost to just feeling down and bad about myself, feeling what I would describe as a blackness inside, what I would describe as a thorny, scrunched up ball inside my chest that I would just focus on again and again, and this pain that would be inside me. I was completely powerless, and I would just spend days, weeks, sometimes months, just being in that place and feeling like I couldn't get out of it. And even if I knew, hey, eventually this is going to pass and I will feel better, I would have the next self-defeating thought of, well, even if I get to a better place, it doesn't matter because I'm always going to end up back here. So why don't I just take care of it now and you know, put myself out of my own misery, that sort of thing.
Right, right. So what would you say changed for you, and how would you describe how you found your power again, how you changed from that state of paralysis to where you're now?
Well, there were a few different things that really all worked in concert together, I'd say. You know, the universe and the energy that we attract to ourselves works in a funny way. You know, I'd say on one hand, I definitely focused on my own spiritual path. I got to a place where I started to realize that, you know, no matter what I did by myself, no matter what I did within my own life and my own presence here, that without uniting or connecting with something beyond myself, that I was always going to stay in this place. So that was one thing that I started doing, a lot of reading, a lot of spiritual reading, a lot of different books, including the Fear and Anxiety Solution. Another book that had a deep impact on me was Colin Tipping's Radical Forgiveness, Tara Brock's Radical Acceptance. So I started doing that, and that was empowering because that was something I was doing on my own and of my own volition. The second thing I did is definitely reached out to therapists and counselors such as yourself, and really started trying to address those aspects of my own story that were holding me stuck, even though I didn't know what those were.
Mm-hmm.
And,
mm-hmm.
you know, I again, it's the way that if you let it, the universe works. You know, I've been a Bruce Springsteen fan all my life. And I had never really thought about his music as being spiritual or powerful to me, or him being a sort of spiritual source for me, until one day I was reading a very long New Yorker article about him, that he said during an interview that he would put on these marathon shows, these 3-hour, 4-hour shows, for the simple reason that doing so allowed him to stop the voices in his head, that being on stage for 4 hours gave him a reprieve from his own self-hatred. Mm. And hearing that from someone that I have, admired for most of my life really made me think, wow, wait a second. He has these self-defeating thoughts, and he's Bruce Springsteen.
Mm-hmm.
And so I thought to myself,
right,
well, wait a second, what about my self-defeating thoughts and where do they come from? And through working with you, I was able to pinpoint very specifically an event in my life that had been holding me back for years and years and years and years.
And that was an event where you really could see that you have given a big piece of your power away, in a way you really knew, and this was an event with your father that you really knew, okay, the message that he gave you, and at that early stage in your life, you were just completely open to receive whatever he believed in, and that changed so much of what you actually were about, and you had given your power to the belief of your father. And I think that for you explained a lot, didn't it?
That does. And what happened, it was something when I was about 8 years old, my father, who is a loving father and has, been loving and supportive to my family growing up, at the same time is a very human and very complex person. And, I'm the youngest of 5 children. There was a lot of pressure and frustration on his part in order to support us as we were growing up. And one time we were down at our sailboat. That's one gift that he's given me in this life, is the gift of teaching me how to sail and a love of nature and the water. We were down at our sailboat, and we saw this beautiful 65-foot Hunter sailboat at the end of the dock, and he made the comment, oh, wow, look at that boat. You could sail that boat around the world. And then he said, I had a chance once. I could have sailed around the world, or I could have gotten married, and I chose to get married. And you know what? That was the biggest mistake I ever made. And so, hearing that when I was 8 years old, of course, my dad, I think, was saying that not to make me feel unloved, unwanted, undeserving to be here, to make me feel like a nuisance and a burden to him. He was really, I believe now, trying to be vulnerable and intimate with me and share himself as a man to his son and the struggles that he was dealing with. But of course, as an 8-year-old child, you know, you take that on yourself and you see yourself as the impetus and the reason for everything. And
right.
So what I didn't understand as I was growing up, and as I became an adult and as I lived my life as an adult, was that I was still hearing that conversation as an 8-year-old boy, and I was still taking that conversation onto myself as that 8-year-old boy, even though I was 41 years old.
Right.
And, you know, realizing that, going back to that place, and then taking the steps to work through that and love that 8-year-old boy and let him know that it wasn't his fault and let him know that that wasn't the reason why his father was frustrated, and just give him the love that he deserves just for being there, made all the difference. You know, one thing I've reflected on since then is that, you know, no child chooses to be born into this world. And for that reason alone, they deserve to be loved.
Mm.
And that's something that's really helped me.
So, Joe, do you still feel powerless?
I don't. I don't feel powerless at all. I feel very empowered. And it was really quite almost strange over the holidays. You know, I went back, and I think a lot of people will relate to this. I spent two full weeks with my family over the holidays. And I did so without my buttons getting pushed. I did so without the usual frustrations or the usual emotions that would come up in that setting, to where I'd be speaking with my father or my mother or one of my siblings. And the feelings that would usually come up, or the, you know, anger or the disbelief of how could you be that way, how could you say that sort of thing, it just wasn't there. Because as an adult versus as an 8-year-old child, I know that what they're saying and what they're doing is about them, and it's because of them, and it's
right.
Because of me. And I think, like you say, you know, when you were talking about the two sides of the paper and listing, you know, how you feel and how things make you feel and how you would like to feel, you know, one of the biggest breakthroughs that I had on my own journey was to learn to just take things not so personally.
Right.
To understand that other people's actions and words towards me are not a reflection upon me or my own inherent worth. That the only thing that is a reflection of me is my thoughts and my actions. And
isn't that something where you really, you know, basically already create so much freedom from not taking things personally and really seeing more clearly that, you know, often it is a projection and not a reflection on you. Joe, unfortunately, we need to wrap up, but I have to tell you, thank you so much for sharing your story and your insights and your growth. And I know it's an inspiration for many people that have been finding themselves in similar powerless situations, and knowing how you can change and that it's possible to find your power back. That's really something that's a message of hope. And so I thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you both for joining us here on the show today. Folks, we've got another hour coming up right here. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
What if there's nothing wrong with you? What if you're far greater than you've ever given yourself credit for? What if it's time to know the gift and the contribution you are to the world and to like yourself a lot more? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything changed for me. Asking questions opens doors to infinite possibilities. And it's not about finding the answer. It's about being the question. Always. What I'm inviting you to step into is something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Gandhi, Picasso, and Aristotle all knew to be true. What if no question is too big or too small? What if anything is possible for you? What if together we could create a kinder, gentler, happier world? Is now the time? Go to beingyouclass.com and sign up for a free video series, My Gift to You. Beingyouclass.com. What if you, truly being you, are the gift and change this world requires? Beingyouclass.com.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
There is not just one kind of radio show. Some shows are about health, wellness, food. Others are about helping you on your spiritual journey. Some radio shows are all about busting through and getting unstuck from the crust in your life. But the Dr. Pat Show, well, she does it all. She's been helping people in all aspects of their life now for 10 years. Her interview style, her unique personality, the amazing guests she has on her show are all factors of what makes an amazing radio show. Please join Dr. Pat in celebrating 10 extraordinary years of talk radio.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat. Thank you for supporting us for the past 10 years. Positive Talk Radio was a vision that we've had. And thanks to all of you, you've helped us make it a reality. We are promising each and every one of you that this coming year, our 10th year anniversary, will be the best yet. For more information, please make sure you stay tuned to TransformationTalkRadio.com or TheDrPatShow.com. And remember, join me. Let's live life full out together.
Hey, do you like free stuff? The Dr. Pat Show has an amazing giveaway program doing weekly giveaways on Facebook and Twitter. Go to Facebook.com/TheDrPatShow and click the like button. Then go to Twitter.com/TheDrPatShow and click the follow button. Then you can play along and enter to win some amazing prizes. Again, that's Facebook.com/TheDrPatShow and Twitter.com/TheDrPatShow.
Having trouble keeping up with the accelerated life-altering changes occurring on the planet? The Quantum Vortex is the brainchild of Meg Benedicte, a pioneer in quantum healing and energetic activations. Weaving together ancient spiritual knowledge, quantum physics, and vibrational healing, Meg Benedicte is accelerating change at the cellular level. For more details on private sessions, meditation CDs, downloads, and teleseminars, visit NewEarthCentral.com.
Are you ready to give your home a fresh look but don't want to do the work? Help is a phone call away. Kathy's Handy is a full-service general contracting company specializing in home improvement, remodeling, and repairs. Kathy's Handy are specialists in kitchens, baths, fireplace makeovers, and finished carpentry, and they partner with other amazing specialty subcontractors needed to complete any job. Friendly, energetic, and dependable with an impeccable reputation to get the job done while keeping you as comfortable as possible during the transformation of your home is the hallmark of Kathy's Handy. Call Kathy now for a free estimate. 206-715-8126. That's 206-715-8126. And visit kathyshandy.com for a complete view of possibilities for your home.
What's getting your attention as physical pain or illness? Have doctors been unable to help? Consider an intuitive healing session with Christy Borst. Amazing things happen every day, sometimes with jolting awareness, and sometimes with subtle shifts aided with Christy's divine healing gift. Release that which no longer serves you. For more information and to contact Christy, visit healingresonance.us. That's healingresonance.us.